Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post. I know what you've been waiting for, and you know what you've been waiting for, too. Let's hope they cross over. What I think you've been waiting for is some merch from The Last Post. Merch is short for merchandise in the industry. We call it the IND. We don't. If you want some Last Post merch, we have done an exclusive promotional deal with the Rock/Island 2020 presidential campaign to bring you some campaign t-shirts. Rock/Island 2020. Go to thebuglepodcast.com and click on the merch button to buy our merch or merchandise if you're not in the IND.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 12th of October of the year 2020, and on this day in history, King John of England lost his crown jewels in the Wash, which is a river, as the flood tide swamped his wagons, probably near Fosdyke. And in 1789, during the French Revolution, King Louis XVI wrote secretly to the King of Spain complaining of harsh treatment. Subsequently, of course, what happened to him, proving that complaining about things doesn't change shit. Your guest today on the podcast is currently between jobs. Welcome for the first time to The Last Post, The American.
Oh yeah, that's great to be here with you guys. Thanks for finally calling me again. It's been a long time since we heard from you guys overseas.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure to have you here. How are you over there? I know that the environment over there is particularly fraught.
You know, I got to be honest. I think you're just listening to the fake news with that one, because everything here is fine. I mean, the country's at the best it's been probably in my lifetime. And I don't know. Things are good. I mean, yeah, I'm between jobs right now, but that happens from time to time, you know. And other than that, We're doing great. We're number one.
I wouldn't know anything about fake news. But coming up today, we'll be talking all the latest in American hobbies for our top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, in America, Donald Trump has responded to accusations of not being as much of a billionaire as he says he is, because of course he has. He has claimed that he actually does have billions, he just didn't mention before that it was all in cryptocurrency. Whether you have to pay tax on cryptocurrency is a currently loaded question, to which the answer is yes, but when asked what cryptocurrency is, Donald Trump said, "It's imaginary money," which economists, despite their best efforts, are failing to rebut. Do you have any cryptocurrency, American?
No, but I do a lot of, gold and silver in my backyard. Like, I bury a lot of, stuff that I know in a time of an apocalypse will hold its value. Like, shiny rocks and things. People like that at all times.
Meanwhile, a Helium Zeppelin test flight from ZipRecruiter has been grounded after everyone came off speaking really funny. A PR for the company has said,
"I'm a serious person with a serious job. I'm doing a merger with Japan next week. How am I supposed to f*** my life with a voice like this.
Meanwhile, in the UK, Rishi Sunak, Chancellor of the UK Treasury, has responded to the backlash about the reply he made to criticism he got about comments he made during an interview where he suggested that artists in financial strife should retrain or get a different job. The obvious joke here is to say, like my parents tell me all the time, but my dad's come round and is quite proud of me now, so f*** you, Rishi Sunak. And I say that as someone with a loving parent, not as a white feminist. I validate the progress we've made that men and women of colour can be heartless Tory free market sociopaths, just like everyone else. At the American, how do you feel about arts funding?
Well, I don't understand what you mean by arts funding. You mean people paying to go to art shows or something? What do you mean by funding? I don't understand. Oh. I mean, if you're an artist painting your garage, I got to pay for that? I don't understand.
Meanwhile, the Nobel Prize for Literature has been presented to US poet Louise Gluck for a body of work that has been described as austere, bleak, and profoundly beautiful. The prize comes with almost $1 million, said Miss Gluck. Thanks for the cash. I was about to retrain as Chancellor of the UK Treasury. Zing! That's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. It's time for your ad section now, because the gnawing suspicion that maybe humanity has finished its meteoric rise to the top of the food chain and is about to start the slippery slope back down to cave living can only be staved off by constantly hitting your dopamine release button. Try hitting your dopamine release button by buying any one of the following products. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Small Home Mysteries. Do you like mysteries that are easily solved? 10-Second Detective and Small Home Mysteries presents The M&M's Packet is Empty and You Feel Sick. The culprit was you, and so was the victim. If you're lonely and don't want to put effort into new relationships, try your neighbour's cat. Your neighbour's cat is well-fed, well-groomed and well-taken care of, but it loves spending time at your place and you don't even feed it. Neighbour's cat. You're a prick and it's an idiot. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by drowning. Do you like waving? Looking for a cardio workout that'll push you to the limit? Try drowning. There's a lake that holds many secrets, and one of them is, it's not a lake. Buy a copy of The Big Hole in the Ground, the mystifying non-thriller from Bert Grissom, author of The Murder That Was Solved, The Butler Did It, and I Thought I Saw a Wolf, but it turned out it was just a dog. The Big Hole in the Ground, available now at all airport bookstores. Are you a small fish in a big basketball court? Try half a glass of water. Half a glass of water. It won't solve all your problems, but it's home.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, American hobby news. The American, you're bringing us all the latest in American hobby news. How are Americans distracting themselves in 2020?
Well, look, I don't think there's much to even distract yourselves from. It's basically business as usual over here. But, for me, the biggest hobby is a hobby that I've been into for a long time. And I can only recommend, which is, of course, jet skiing. What jet skiing brings you is a total joy at all times. It's basically a motorcycle on water. So, now, by the way, I've tried a couple times to get going real fast on my motorcycle and trying to get it across water. It does not work. And I will say this, the thing you were saying about drowning, it's true. It's great exercise. But I can't recommend enough a jet ski, and spare no expense. Don't get one of these things for $5,000. You got to go up a bit, 20, 30 grand, and something fast, something you can get you where you want to go. And
I mean, where do you want to go on a jet ski? Surely where you can go is limited by, like, the bodies of water.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised. You can navigate around that. You know what I mean? You can find different... There's a lot of little, like, ravines and things, you know? Like, sometimes, you know, there's bad traffic. Let's say I'm stuck in traffic going to, like, you know, Christmas dinner or something like that. You know, and I'm like, I don't want to be in traffic, so I'll just pull off. I'll find a body of water, and I'll just, you know, get as close to where I am going as I can in the water, and then I'll get off, and I'll... You know, I'll either hitchhike or call a friend to pick me up. But, you know, it's still better than being stuck in traffic. So, at least I get a little bit of freedom in there.
So you're a very sort of outdoorsy kind of guy. You like the outdoors and all of that kind of free living stuff.
Yeah, like, well, free living for sure. I do not like anyone telling me how to live. That's really the reason we left you guys. All those years ago, is, you know, we were sick of people telling us how to live. You know, we like to do it our way.
I'm Australian. Know. Don't blame me.
Six of one to me. You know what I mean? I don't really see the difference. To me, it all just sounds like, you know, fancy talk. I don't really understand.
Yes, that's what Australians always say about ourselves. We're real posh.
Yeah, very posh people.
How are jet ski sales going at the moment in America? Are people trying to distract themselves, or have jet ski sales plummeted?
Well, I think, you know, in a lot of the country now, it's starting to get cool. So people are, you know, probably the sales are down a bit. But I always say, you know, the time to buy is now. You know, you want to buy in the colder wet months because that's when you're going to get your best deal. You know, and they do work all year round. It's not like they don't work. It's just, you know, you got to know what to wear. Like, you know, I wear like a good thick pair of jeans during the winter time so that, you know, I don't get cold.
And how do those jeans work when you're sort of covered in water?
Yeah, it's a little bit of an issue. I won't lie. Sometimes you get a little bit of a splash on there. But, I'm actually developing a pair of pants right now that's an all-weather jet ski pant that you can wear out. You can wear to a party. You can, you can wear them on your jet ski. I'm in the early stages right now. You know, I'm trying to go to, like, the Philippines or a place where I can get, you know, cheap, you know, maybe, you know, I don't want to say kids, but, you know, someone else to make the pants for me at the cheapest price possible so I can turn the most profit, you know, which is always the goal.
Yeah, that's very important.
Yeah,
that's why you want no regulation, right?
Yeah, 100%. That's 100% the reason.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from James Mackenzie Thorpe. He says, "Dear Alice and randomly selected humanoid, that's you today, the American."
What? Oh, come on. That's a compliment, right?
Yeah. "I have followed your suggestion to catch up with The Last Post from the first issue of 2020. I'm currently... living in an absolute ignorance of the news, and I'm loving you and your guests' upbeat approach to the year. I'm sure that nothing could happen to disrupt this, and I'm looking forward to your coverage of the end of the premiership season, the forthcoming cricket season, and the summer festival season. If possible, could you send me your top betting tip for maximum financial gain to me here in the past?" Says James. Have you got any response for James, the American?
You guys get crickets in the wintertime? Because here usually we get... most of the crickets we get is like in the summer. And then we also, this summer, we got a lot of cicadas and things like that too. We had a bad cicada season this.
I mean, we also have the animal cricket, but I think he's talking about the sport cricket.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Thank you for clarifying that. James, I think this is an incredibly stupid letter. Do you not understand how time works? If I were to tell you a betting tip from now and you're listening in the past, I would cause an incredible problem with the space-time continuum, which, as we know, is already very, very fragile. So even asking me from the past whether I can give you betting tips for the present not only is supporting gambling an industry which I despise, it is also... just f***ing with the space-time continuum, for which I have nothing to say but you're a f***wit. Thank you for writing in. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast was The American. We'd love to have you back sometime. Do you have anything to plug?
America's the best country in the world, and you guys should come visit, spend your dollars over here. because they're going to go the furthest and you're going to get the most bang for your buck. And it's a great place to be right now. I would say travel here now. This is the time to come and be a tourist in America.
And
beautiful time.
Just for my own curiosity, is it the American, is it like one name like Madonna, or is the your first name and American your second name, or is it a title? Like a courtesy title, like a knighthood or something?
Well, it's one of these things, I think, where it's like, you know, there's a lot of people that represent America, but then there's one person that really gets it, and that's me, the American. You know what I mean? Also, because I used to work, I used to have a job, and I was a little bit concerned about my political views getting me fired, you know, so I like to stay under the radar, that's all.
I mean, thank you so much for joining us today. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for behind the scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His hench thug, the iron fist inside his velvet glove, and the sub-producer is Ped Hunter, as we always say. Good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.